This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The person who carried out an attack on an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs will spend life in prison. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
The ruling of 5 consecutive life sentences and an additional 2,000 years follows a guilty plea. At a press conference, District Attorney Michael Allen lamented the fact that Colorado doesn't have the death penalty.
I think that this case is exactly the kind of case that deserves a death penalty option. There exists for this case only one death penalty option, and that is at the federal level, and I'll leave it at that.
Allen said he thinks the shooter pleaded guilty to try to avoid the pursuit of a death sentence at the federal level. At the same press conference, the FBI said they had launched an investigation into the Club Q shooting, which could signal the potential for federal hate crime charges. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
The Denver City Council voted down a bill that would have added safety requirements to new buildings near railroad tracks. Opponents were worried the costs were not worth the potential benefits, given how rare derailments are, and that the city should have other priorities. But Councilmember Debbie Ortega, who brought the bill, was frustrated with a lack of action. The number of buildings near rails and the quantity of hazardous cars are expected to grow in the coming years. A new exhibition at the Museum of Contemporary Art Denver features the work of Boulder-based Anna Sulacris, who deconstructs indigenous jokes and stories. The exhibit includes abstract drawings, video, sculpture, and photography. It is on view through September 10th, and MCA is hosting an in-gallery talk with the artist today. This is CPR News and KRCC. Coming up next, it's On Point. Thank you for joining us. Today should be another mostly sunny day across Colorado. Highs along the Front Range are in the lower 90s, and there's a red flag warning in Grand Junction for high fire danger.